The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid any longer, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your belongings and give alms. Provide money bags for yourselves that do not wear out, an inexhaustible treasure in heaven that no thief can reach nor moth destroy. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly, I say to you, the master will put the servant in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants to eat, drink, and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our second reading and the gospel seem to be long, so we'll need her very short homily for that. Yes, today we are meditating on only, my reflection will be on three things. And once you get them, I think my homily should be enough for today. Those three things are taken from each of the readings. And so the first one is memory. You know, the memory. And then the second thing is faith from our second reading. And the opening words of the first reading give the definition of faith. And then the last thing is preparedness. Be vigilant. So memory, faith, and preparedness. Once you get those three things, then that's enough for our reflection today. That should be enough for the homily. But I need to have 5 more minutes. And so, going back to our first reading, we see this experience of the Israelites. They were people of good memories. Even though life was not easy, but they will always have in mind their past, especially when God saved their forefathers from slavery to liberation when they crossed the Red Sea. That was the miracle did in their lives. And that's why when they see things going not in the right way, yes, they'll complain, but at the same time, they'll try to go back to their past. And everyone here has his past. How was your past? Was it good or bad? Not only bad, but also good. The problem for us is that we only focus on bad things, bad experience we had. And because of that, we are not happy today, and even in doubt about the future. In one of the letters to the religious, Pope Francis says, of course it's to us, but also to you, he says we have to look at our past with gratitude. Then he said, we have to live our present time with passion. And then he concludes by saying, we have to embrace the future with hope. We have to embrace the future with hope. And what is faith? What is faith? The reading says faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Being believers in God is like living like blind people. We don't know where we are going. And not everything can be verified or explained by science. So we believe even the things we don't see. It's like the Mass. We are gathered here in faith, knowing that and believing that God is present among us in this community. We are going to receive the sacrament, just the bread. But the faith tells us that we are not only receiving that bread, but we are receiving the source of our life, the Savior, Jesus Christ himself. When we make the sign of the cross, it's just a visible sign, but it has a power hidden in it. And that's the power of the power of God. And then our gospel speaks about being vigilant. You also must be prepared. All of us, we are waiting for the Lord. We are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ. And today we are living in 2022. And those first Christians, when the church was starting with Pentecost, these first Christians, they thought that Jesus will come soon. And of course, he said, very soon I'll come. And then you can see from 1 to 2022, we are still saying Jesus will come soon. But when will this coming soon will become a reality? And so some think that Jesus Christ delays his coming. And so they think that they have more time. They can live, they can enjoy life, they can get drunk and eat and dance and without thinking about the coming of Jesus because he's taking long. But he said, we should be prepared because the time will not expect him. That's the time he will come. And how do we prepare ourselves for the second coming? How do we keep watch? And of course, for me, if I want to keep watch, it's enough to have coffee afternoon, and the whole night I'll not sleep. That one will help me to be watchful the whole night. But this is not the way, it's not the watchfulness Jesus Christ is talking about. It's about preparing our hearts to welcome him. To the kids, I used to ask them who wants to go and see God. Almost everyone will say, I want to go and see God. And then I'll tell them the way to go there is to die. And then they say, no, we are not ready now. Yes, sometimes we don't think about our own death unless there is funeral. And that's the good time we think that, one time we'll have to die. But how do we prepare for that? How do we prepare for this coming? The way for us to keep watch is through doing our obligations and duties. And so, if you are a father, you have responsibilities, you have obligations, you have duties. If you are a mother, you have also your own duties and obligations. And the kids, they have also their own. So while we are waiting for the second coming, we have to always be doing something, doing good actions to the people, not being abusive to the people, but to be loving people while we are waiting. So when Jesus Christ comes, he will find you doing what you are supposed to be doing. As he said, blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds him doing so. So my dear brothers and sisters, all of us, we have responsibilities. All of us, we have obligations. All of us, we have duties. The way for us to work, to remain vigilant, is at least to try to be faithful, to be doing what we are supposed to be doing. If you are a student, of course, we are supposed to be reading, not sleeping or going around. If you are Christians, then we know that we are supposed to be living out the gospel. If you are a father, your family, your place is not on the streets, or the mother, your place is not on the streets. Your place is in the family. The same goes with the children. Your place is in the family, not going around. Of course, there is time for everything, but above all, we have to know the things which are important for our salvation. And so today, Jesus Christ is telling us that the way for us to remain vigilant is to continue believing in him. When things go wrong today, don't complain too much. Yes, it's good to complain, but at the same time, it's not enough. Remember the first time, remember your past. It's like in the family life, when the wife will say, my husband does not love me anymore, like he used to do. Or maybe also the wife, sometimes happen. Not only the husbands, but also sometimes the wives don't love the husband as they used to do. And Pope Francis will say, go back to your first love. Remember when everything was perfect. Everything was harmony. Everything was peace. Everything was clear to you. Of course, to be a Christian does not mean that we'll escape from problems. We'll have to be persecuted. But even when life seems to be tough, we should not forget our past. We should not. That's why I said, try to look at your past with gratitude. Of course, we may have bad experience, but at the same time, be grateful to God because we are still alive. And then to live this present time with passion and love. And that's why the good things we have to do are to be done today, not tomorrow. To be done tomorrow, today. So that after you have done what you're supposed to be doing, and then of course you'll not be afraid to face the future. You'll embrace that future with hope, knowing that the one who calls you, God who calls you, knows where you are going, and he has a mission for everyone. He has a plan. We have this Abraham and Sarah as models of faith. They were old, but yet there was a miracle. They had a son. They had a son. Why? Because even though they were old, They believed in the promises of God, that God will respect his promises. For us, it's difficult to get to remain faithful to what you promise, but God will never deceive himself, and God will never deceive you. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us pray that this Holy Eucharist today will help us to keep our faith vibrant, our faith alive, even though we have to suffer, but be happy in your suffering, because that's the way for us to share in the sufferings of Christ. And knowing again that through his suffering, we have been saved. So everyone, as I said, has to be doing everything. We don't have, laziness does not have space or room in our life as daughters and sons of God.